connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
FGF, KF8, GB8, looking for you.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8, GB8, listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FSM, KBSWR.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
N8QYQ mobile monitoring 72 Mount Clemens.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KR4HTA, be Kilo in your 4 Hotel Tango Alpha. Anybody monitoring?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Anybody around Mount Clemens, Michigan on a Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Alpha?
Yes, station calling. This is NAWRO, November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Richmond. How copy? Nothing heard. NAWRO, clear.
Connected to CMN Network. WHC. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8 GBA, monitoring.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
FTS monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. connected to CMN Network.
0 Fox Friday, Tango, Tango, connect, testing 5 watts, reaches 7.4 to 7.2 volt. At pickup, I'll talk to you if I try to attack those angles, go back, but the forward voltage, the forward wide is, it doesn't even know the radio is supposedly 5. SWR is 1.8. You will talk to Friday, Echo Tango, go back, you're not making it in right now.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WRO, are you here on the repeater?
WRO.
How am I sounding right now? Because I'm testing out my radio that everyone thinks may or may not be functioning the way it's supposed to, and it's supposedly transmitting at 19 watts, and software-wise, it says it should be transmitting at 25 watts, SWR of 1.2 right now.
So, Darren, right now I'm hearing you really good. I think you tested earlier this morning, and it was like it was on the set. It wasn't really good. But right now, you're going to try to jump into the set in a little bit? I meant net, not set.
Same difference to me, kind of. Yeah, I'll join it on it anyways.
So if I'm not mistaken, lately they haven't been turning it over to 7.2, so you might, I think we've been doing it on the UMP, so just FYI. But then again, you're kind of a regular, so. And if you don't want to talk, remember to say in and out at the beginning, and you're good. Appreciate you checking in. N-A-W-R-O.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll try to check into the number to stay in and out. I sent that note in the Discord chat just to remind everyone and me, so if you want to be asked questions, just in and out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That's the way they do it. It's by default, they come back to you unless you say the magic two words, three words, I guess, in and out. So, all right, talk later. N-A-W-R-O, clear. Listening for a while, then going over to the UMP.
Cindy3, talk to you later. Kilo Fox Friday, Echo Tango, Quebec.
N-A-W-R-O, this is KFA, GBA, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, copy.
I think that was GBA, this is N-A-W-R-O, yes, go ahead.
I just want to shout out and say hi to you, I heard you on the radio, I'm kind of new at this myself, so... just trying to meet people out here. Just wondering how quiet am I out there today?
Hey, yes, sir. Good signal. You're coming in on Central Michigan, I believe. Let me know if the Guilford Tower sounds right. And, of course, you're getting into our our Macomb County WA8MAC repeater because we're linked. But, yeah, very good signal. Back to you.
Yeah, okay. Got a, you know, just a cheap PID radio right now with, got me a radio oddity mic to go on it, and just want to make sure I sound good and clear today. Appreciate, you know, you coming back, and like I say, just trying to meet some people out here and, you know, get on the radio and have fun with the hobby. GDEA, over.
Yes, sir. That's what it's all about. You know, to make some QSOs. We belong to the ARPSC group, the former areas group here in Macomb County, and we had one of our simulated emergency tests yesterday, and great fun was had by all, but it's also a learning tool as well. So, well, with that, though, I'm going to give you my call because I'm going to get prepared for the StateNet over on another service there. N-A-W-R-O, after you, sir, I will listen up.
Why, thank you, sir. I believe I will catch you, I believe, on the Millikan repeater, if I'm not mistaken. Or no, I'm sorry, the Bird repeater, if I'm not mistaken. At 5 o'clock, I listened to that. And I definitely appreciate you coming back, giving me a little info. I listened to you talk to the other gentleman also. And just like I say, we'll be listening for you. 73, this is KF8GBA, out and clear.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Nothing else too much going on. And with that, let me turn it over to N8ODU to be followed by K8JBB. Mr. Mike, thanks for the relay today.
Yeah, I don't really have any input. I'm glad the weather's getting a little bit nicer. I appreciate everybody that does their part out here. I don't do very much, but I try to be here on the weekends. Everybody take care, and I'll be listening. 73 all, N8OBU.
Hey, we do appreciate you, and I am also glad to see the weather improving. Very much. All right, next, let's go to KAJBB, followed by NHWRL. KAJBB, Mr. Jim, was in the studio yesterday.
Deal with the net, thanks for taking the net back. Yeah, we had fun. We had some decent participation here. We did something different. We did a slightly different mapping exercise. We were really, really curious, and it was just the perfect time to go through and test the simplex distance for the three EOCs we had online. We had Trinity Ann Arbor over to Salinity. We had U of M, Hospital Net over Hospital EOC up and going, and we had the County EOC. And it was just, like I said, it was sheer chancing to not take a shot and seeing what's going on. So basically, all three seem to have fairly good coverage except for the U of M, and their antennas in the spot where it's got some blind spots. Other than that, the New England channel and Trinity Ann Arbor got all the way down to Monroe, and everybody seemed to be generally hearing everybody at about a loud and clear 5x9. So that was good. We followed up with a siren test. The first one we've actually done this year, we had two aborted attempts because we don't run a siren test net, even the remote possibility of bad weather. So we knocked off all but one of the high priority ones that somebody either called in or was a known issue. And so we've got that information and picked up several more. So it was actually a very good day, busy, but very productive. It's good seeing you, Max. I love the beard. Love the beard. Anyway, back to you. This is KJBB from Washtenaw County.
All right. Mike, thank you for that. You take a little bit of a change there today at the end. That's unusual for your station, because usually your location comes in real loud and clear. Yeah, you guys had a lot of fun yesterday with the exercise, and I'm glad that you were able to get out and do the siren test as well. It's been a few months for you. All right, let's go to Macomb County, NAWRO, to be followed by KFAETQ. Mr. Scott, you're up.
Why, thank you, Max. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim. I'm an AEC in Macomb County. And thanks for planning your part in planning the spring set. We had a good turnout in Macomb, 26 members plus 5 non-members for a total of 31 participating. Our net controller and our IT guru kind of developed a little CAD dispatch system from our website, and we tested that out as well. That worked quite well, and we're probably going to end up using it again for the fall set. Of course, we were Winlink heavy because of the way you designed it, and it was quite fun. We really enjoyed that. We activated two hospitals, McLaren Macomb and Henry Ford, in Clinton Township. I was surprised about the ability to get through via VHF simplex. That was a pleasant surprise. All in all, a very good practice. We quite enjoyed it. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Max.
All right, NAWRO, do appreciate you checking in your comments. Glad you were able to participate yesterday. It did look like you folks had some fun. I believe I saw a copy of the map from you that got sent out, so that's pretty cool. If you guys didn't get to play with the mapping feature of Winlink, it does have a lot to offer when you have the map that are coming in like that. You can fill from around and everything. All right, next we go to KFAETQ to be followed by WCA-TKL. Mr. Darren, over to you.
Okay, I'll keep this kind of simple. The Winlink was kind of fun for and I was surprised how well the simplex worked, considering I've not really done too much simplex, especially over longer distances where I can't visually kind of see the other person. That's it. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango, Quebec.
Yes, indeed. KFAETQ, KEAQN. The simplex can be a fun exercise. We haven't done a simplex exercise in a couple of years. We should maybe dust that off and try it again. It's a good challenge to see how you really can how you can operate on VHF and UHF to see how you do it without the computer and with the performance would be like. Let's see, we're going to go next to WBA-TKL, followed by KFA-GBA. Mr. J, haven't heard your voice in a while.
And WBA-TKL, you were up the comments with KJBD.
Thank you, Jim. WBA-TKL, Jay here in Ypsilanti. Well, we participated in the AIS simulated emergency test in both of Washtenaw County as well as Wayne County. There were a lot of injects in Wayne County. About every 10 minutes, they had a new task for the participants. And I think there were around 18 or 20 participants in their net. The only difficulty seemed to be establishing a solid connection back with the state DOT. They tried multiple methods, and they finally did get through, but it wasn't as solid as they would have liked. That's about it from here, WBA-TKL, back to net.
All right, WBA-TKL, KEAQN, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service, Clarinet. Well, thank you for checking in, Jay. Good to hear from you, and appreciate your comments. All right, we're going to go to KFA-GBA, and then we will take a standby there. Mr. Tanner, if you're up for comments.
Yeah, KFA-GBA here. Tom from Bertrand, like I say, kind of new getting into this here. I heard a station talking about the MS Walk in Frankenmuth coming up this Saturday, that they need volunteers. And I was just wondering if somebody could direct him to this station here so I can volunteer Saturday for him, because he's got the day off from work Saturday. So if anybody could do that for me, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha, yeah, I'd like for him to get a hold of me so I can volunteer at the MS Walk in Frankenmuth. And just want to wish everybody a happy day and hope weather gets better, and just want to thank everybody for their time. This is KFA, GBA, back to net.
All right, KFA, GBA, thank you for checking into the net. Appreciate your comments. As far as the MS block in Frankenmuth, yes, it's coming up next week, Saturday morning, and the person to contact with that is two of Charlie A. Yankee Victor Foxtrot. I'm going to send you to a website where I know that there's information because I posted it out there, and that's at whiskeyakiloechoalpha.org. That's got, you'll see an article posted, won't be at the top of the page, but it will be in there if you scroll through the news, that gives contact information. And Ron, A-C-H-Y-E-S, Kilo Charlie at Yankee Victor Foxtrot will be the contact for that. All right, we are going to take a little standby here and see if there's anybody else who'd like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call now.
November 8,
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, you must have heard your call sign. Your ears must be burning there. Back to that one, Ron. Anyone else, please call. November 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot.
Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
Yankee Quebec, is that correct, sir?
That is correct. November 8, Quebec, Yankee.
Okay, that is correct. November 8,
Quebec, Yankee, Quebec, as KJBD back, net control.
NH312, got that one. And there was a double with you there. Somebody else calling, please come again.
KV8SWR.
Relay, yeah, to the roster, we go to Echo, to be followed by WDAASD. Mr. Cameron, you're up for comment.
Her name is Mindy.
Kilo Bravo 8, Charlie Romeo Tango, Lindy. She lives in Portage, where N8NLR lives, and he knows who she is, and Lindy upgraded to General. Lindy upgraded to get her General license at the Marshall Crossroads Ham Fest. So, congratulations to Mindy. And yesterday, I had my my top antenna on my 40-foot tower replaced. I was replacing a 30-year-old a 30-year-old Comet antenna with another Comet antenna of the same type. So I'm back on three bands of 6 meters, 2 meters, and 70 centimeters with a nice antenna. It's a very lightweight antenna, so mechanically it was easy to install. And the old LMR 400, we tested that before we did anything, and the old LMR 400 is doing fine. So I now have a working antenna again at the top of the tower. I'll be able to do some more simplex work now and some distant repeater work. So happy to have an antenna up again here at the home station. And other than that, that's about it for now. So we'll let you move along. Nice to hear some District 5 stations tonight. K-E-A-D-O-N, back to you, Max, from WD-8 Alpha X-Ray Bravo. Over.
K-E-A-D-O-N, he has finished his comments. K-J-V-D. WD8AXP, KEADON, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service, Cornet. Unfortunately, you took a page here. You were up and down as well as the way the bands are. We're probably going to move to 40 next time. It's just that we're hitting that point right now in the season, I think. Glad to hear you on the net, and appreciate you checking in as well. Let's go next to AB8MPP, followed by 89IAR. AB8MP, you are up for comments, dude.
All right, thank you very much. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. Was able to participate in the set with Macomb County yesterday. Everything went pretty smoothly. The dispatch system set up by our IT guy, John, worked very well. I liked working with that. I was able to transmit over 40 meters, 4 Windlake messages. Setting up and carrying my antenna down at 4 different locations was a good exercise. Came up with a couple workflow issues that I am working to resolve to make it a smoother operation in the future, and glad to have the opportunity to learn that. Other than that, I'd have to say it was overall a good experience, and thank the guys here at Macomb County for the work they did in preparing that. And with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
K-A-D-O-N, K-A-J-B-D, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa has concluded his remarks.
All right there. Thanks very much.
David, appreciate you checking in. You were super light stopping today. I just barely heard you. It's 80 meters, I think, not your station. So next we'll go to KD9IAR to be followed by N8NOR. Mr. Don, welcome aboard. KD9IAR, KJBD, you are up for comments.
Oh, yes, yeah, propagation not the best today. I've got a lot going on here with the fronts on the air station today. I won't hold it back to Net Control, KD9IAR. All right, Don, good to have you checking in again. Appreciate you stopping by. KD9IAR, KDADON. Next, we'll go to NANOR to be followed by KD8RCI. Mr. Ken, you're up for comment.
Go ahead, Ken.
KD8D1, this is N8NOR.
In Portage, Michigan. Sorry, I can't hear you very well tonight. You're down in the weeds. I will echo what Charlie said earlier. Your signal has been up and down, up and down. I'll keep it real brief tonight so we can get through the list. I don't have too many things to speak about as far as ham radio. I was not able to participate in the FCC this weekend. I had some other obligations Saturday, so hopefully this fall, with the fall FCC, I'll be able to participate. With that, I'll hand it back to you. This is N8NOR. All right, Ken, thank you very much. N8NOR, thank you very much.
We're up for comments from WDHB, over. ABD from WDHB. I don't hear Scott now, over.
WDHB, thank you very much. We will assume, I guess, that he has finished his comments. Is that appropriate?
I don't know that he was even around to make comments. He didn't answer my call either, over.
Okay, copy that. KADON, we can move on. RCI has either finished his comments or couldn't hear us, one or the other. Not quite sure. Back to you, KJBD.
Okay, right there. Well, I can tell you, I didn't jump. So, next, we go to Kula Charlie A, Yankee, this is our spot, followed by November 8th. Yankee, Quebec. Mr. Ron, you might want to make a plug for the Franklin Loop Watch. I imagine you will anyway. We'll hear up the comments, sir.
This is KCHYPF. Max, can you hear me okay? I'm on the link.
Roger, I have a good copy.
All right, then, just wanted to make sure. For us at least, we had seven of us. Most of my Aries group was up at the Cadillac swap over the weekend. The club had several items that we had received from Silent Keys and that we needed to sell, so we had a couple of tables up there, had a good time. We were able to sell several of the radios and other equipment that we had, so that was a good thing. And I had a good time at least up there. I had a good turnout for it as well. So in turn, we were not able to participate in the exercise this time. We'll look forward to the fall exercise. Coming up this Saturday is the MS Walk-In Frankenmuth. I am short some people yet. Normally, they change the courses on me this year, which I had to adjust people, so I'm still short three or four people. So if anybody would like to join us for Frankenmuth for the MS Walk, and like I said, it's a good time afterwards, because after the walk, you can, you know, enjoy Frankenmuth. Go out for dinner, go through the shops around town, make a day out of it. You can contact me at KC8YVF, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, at ARRL.net. I'll put you on the list. Operators need to be in town at the Kern Pavilion in Frankenmuth at 9 a.m. The walk starts at 10 o'clock. It's usually over by 11:30, 12 o'clock, depending on the number of walkers. This one usually draws somewhere, we've had as high as 1,500 people. We've had as low as about 700 people, but it's still a good turnout for it. Usually if it's a warm day and a dry day, we can expect around 1,000 people for the walkers in this event. So if you'd like to help out, like I said, send me an email, kcayvf@arrl.net. I'll get you on the list, and I'll send you information. That's all I got for Max at this time. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, Rob, thank you for that. KC8YVF, KC8DOM, Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service. Again, just one more time, it's KC8YVF at KRRL.net if you're interested in participating in the Frankenmuth Walk. It's a good prize, and they do have a lot of fun there. All right, next we go to NAQYQ to be followed by KB8SWR. NAQYQ, Mr. J, you're up for comment.
Good evening, everybody. Appreciate having the opportunity to participate in the simulation. Yesterday we had a great showing here in Wayne County. We had about 18 operators, mostly in northern Wayne County, so maybe we got to find some more in southern Wayne County, but great opportunity yesterday. I shared previously on this net that I'm building a
NAQYQ, I'll get your call sign right yet, KEADON. We had a little noise coming up on the link there when, toward the end of your comments, but glad to hear you were able to participate yesterday, and glad you had some fun with it. We'll go next to KB8SWR, which will bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Jeff, you up for comments?
Evening, Max, everybody on the net. Just trying to not get blown away here. All kinds of stuff going on, working in Midland County, trying to get the system going there. Got microwave up the circle, Coleman, Edenville, back to Midland. So always something in the works. All right, I got to go. KB8SWR.
All right, KB8SWR, KB8D1. Well, do stay safe up there, and thank you for all that you're doing, and thank you for all that Central Michigan Emergency Network does to build the network out and make it great. This is KB8D1 for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We're at the bottom of the roster. If anyone else would like to check in, please call now. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we'll go ahead and we'll wrap up this session. We had 16 check-ins today, and it looks like 33 minutes of run time. We will meet next week, that's May 10th, but then just as you look ahead, we will take the following 2 weeks off. We traditionally took a week off for the week of Ham Venture up, and it's on my bucket list, but I won't get to go this year, so it's going to stay on my bucket list. And then finally, the last one we take off there is Memorial Day weekend. So we'll see you next week. Have yourself a good week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. This is QLA Delta Oscar November, closing this section of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning the frequency to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Out.
73-0, I need to be clear.
currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.